Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 23rd, 2018. Today is Friday in the first week of Lent. Here are a few verses from Psalm 51, the psalm that was appointed for the daily readings in the Episcopal Church today. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your saving help again, and sustain me with your bountiful Spirit. Here ends the lesson. For those of you who happened to be in an Episcopal church for Ash Wednesday liturgies last week, Psalm 51 is the psalm that is always read following the imposition of ashes. It begins with words, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me through and through from my wickedness. I know my transgressions, my sin is ever before me." You get the picture. It's a duly penitential psalm. But buried in the psalm are these petitions that are hopeful, asking God to renew us, asking God to create in us a clean heart, asking God for joy, asking God for the sustenance of God's Spirit in our day-to-day lives. Like I've said before, I don't think that Lent is simply here for us to see how miserable we can make ourselves. Rather, Lent is a season for readjustment, for change of direction, for recognizing how dependent we are on God for our day-to-day living, how dependent we are upon God for all of the things that we value and hold dear. Love, faith, trust, relationships, friendships, how God is present in each and every moment of our lives, how God is literally as close as our next breath. I'm recording this diary after having participated in a funeral earlier today for a lovely woman who left behind a wonderful family, who lived a full life but died before her time. As we gathered at that liturgy, I was amazed at the faithfulness that was present in the crowd, the joy that was there amongst the people who were certainly grieving their loved one's loss, but joy in having known that person, joy in having been the beneficiary of that person's faithful presence in their lives. What a testimony. What I said at the homily is that a faithful life looks a whole lot like an ordinary life. And I think sometimes for all of us, it gets a little tedious, this life that we live. And sometimes if we're not careful, we somehow confuse the ordinary of our lives with simply boring or insignificant. I think that's why Lent is a good time for a reset, to recognize that God is not just concerned with those in positions of power. God is not just concerned with all the pretty people. God is not just concerned about the rich and the fabulously well-to-do. In fact, in many cases, all of that is a distraction from where God is most at work. most at work in ordinary lives. Ordinary lives like yours and mine, where we need a season to reset, to repent, to change our direction. A season where we might need a little heart cleanup. We might need to be reminded that we are never cast away from God's presence. We might need to be reminded of the joy that is inherent in being a child of God. Last Wednesday, for the Ash Wednesday liturgy, a part of my sermon involved a recitation of what one person has called a rule for Lent. There are various versions of this circulating, but the version that I read at the homily on Ash Wednesday and that I'm going to read now is a version crafted by the late Arthur Lichtenberger, who was the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church back in the late 50s, early 60s. Here it is. A rule for Lent. Fast from criticism and feast on praise. Fast from self-pity and feast on joy. Fast from ill temper and feast on peace. Fast from resentment and feast on contentment. Fast from jealousy and feast on humility. Fast from pride and feast on love. Fast from selfishness and feast on service. Fast from fear and feast on faith. Amen. So, we're just a week and change into this holy season. How's it going? Where have you found God's joy? Where have you felt sustained by God's presence? Where have you felt close to God over these first few days in Lent? How's the heart cleanup going? Not just what you might be doing, but how are you recognizing God moving in your own heart, creating within you a new and right spirit? That's what this season is about. A reset, a reordering. May God be with you as you continue the journey. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.